Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. Father, I stand in agreement with each listener, and no matter how big the situation is that they're facing, we know that You are bigger. Let everyone's faith come alive as they listen to the broadcast today. Amen. Today, my wife Ruth Hain will be here to tell us how God miraculously healed her of painful ulcers. You won't want to miss this broadcast, so go ahead and call or text someone and let them know we're on the air. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds with my wife Ruth.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Okay, we have my wife, Ruth Hain, with us today, and she had a miracle happen to her, and we wanted to bring that across to you and let her talk about that. We just want you to know that God is still in the miracle business. He still does miracles today, and He does miracles for everybody, so there's nobody that's more special than anybody else. Everybody's important to God. So anyway, Ruth, it's real good to have you here today. And you were telling me that God did an amazing miracle in your life, and it had to do with being healed of an ulcer. So can you tell us how this all began?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I was in the hospital for 3 days, and I was having pain, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with me. Then later, when I was 30 years old, I fasted for 3 days, and after that fast, I was having horrible stomach pain, and I went to the hospital, and they took some tests, and they told me that I had an ulcer. So after that, I went through a series of doctor after doctor after doctor prescribing all kinds of medication. They tried all the known medication on me. And I remember one night I was at a women's retreat, and the pain started coming to me. And so I said, well, thank you, Lord, for this medication. And as I was reaching to take it, the Lord said, you're trusting in that medication more than you're trusting in me. And I said, Lord, well, then I'll never take it again. And I kept my word, and I didn't take it again.
I do want to insert this, that really everyone listening needs to follow their doctor's instructions, because sometimes you can put yourself in a really dangerous position by going against what the doctor's telling you. They're really highly educated, and they do know a lot about what they're talking about. However, there is a doctor that we go to, and his name is Jesus. He's the great physician, And he does have things that can supersede and go beyond what we know in the natural realm. This is what's so cool about Christianity, is we can tap into a superior realm, and God can move and change situations that normally couldn't change in the earth realm, where we seem to be confined by time and space and limitations of all kinds. It's unbelievable what God can do. He's just totally free to supersede in any area that we find ourselves limited by in the earth realm. Anyway, with that in mind, what exactly happened? Apparently you didn't die.
No, the doctors had said that if I didn't continue to take one particular medication, I would develop a bleeding ulcer and die. But they were stumped. They didn't know why I was still having so much pain. So that one particular medication, I'd faithfully taken it. But like I said, that particular night, the Lord said, don't take it. And so I didn't take it. And I continued to not take it. And I was trusting God that He would heal me. And I was going to a meeting at three different churches had joined together, and they were having nightly meetings. And so I was going every night I could go. And I remember one night there was a young man who came, and he prayed for me just the same as I had been prayed for many times by family, friends, pastors. I had been prayed the same way many times. And I remember thinking, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to help. And he also said to me, when the Holy Spirit touches you, you're going to get very drunk or very filled with the Holy Spirit. And I thought inside, yeah, right. So I went down in the Spirit, and as I was laying there, the Holy Spirit started moving in me, and I had never experienced this before. I was in a public place, and I was screaming and crying. All this stuff, emotional stuff, was coming out of me, and I never would have done that in a public place if it hadn't been for the Holy Spirit. I was in a church laying on the floor, but I was so moved by the Holy Spirit that I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just, he was pulling all this out of me, all this garbage out of me. And after he was done, then he filled me with his Spirit to overflowing. And I was so full of the Holy Spirit. I felt so much joy, so much peace, so much faith that I believed that God had healed me. And that night, I called my pastor, and I had said to him many times, I'm healed, because I wanted to stand in faith. But tonight, that night, I said, I'm healed, Pastor. Even though I feel pain, I'm healed. And he doubted me because of that. But I also said, a friend of mine who was multiple, she was diagnosed with multiple, and she had, it was like a hotel inside of her. She had been healed that night. And she said the hotel had collapsed, and she was one person. And when he heard that, he said, well, maybe you are healed. And so I believed, I continued to believe, just because the Holy Spirit gave me such faith to believe that every time the pain came, I just thanked God that I was healed. And gradually the pain disappeared. And although I've had battles with trusting God, believing when pain has come again, I know that I was healed.
That's really amazing. So what you're saying is that you'd been prayed for this situation to be healed a number of times in the past. I mean, more than you could probably count. And you were just standing and battling and battling and trying to believe. And then there came a point in time where faith was activated. The whole prayer process just kind of dropped into your spirit. And now it was no longer something that was just coming from your head and coming from your desires or coming from your hope, but it was actually coming from the realm of faith. And then things were actually beginning to physically happen in your body, where you were becoming healed, and these, you could feel the ulcers being pulled out of your body, literally.
Yes, and I have to say that church, there was a tremendous atmosphere of faith there in that church, and it wasn't me that drummed up any faith. It was the presence of God was filling that church and that young man that prayed for me. The presence of God that touched me and changed me. It wasn't anything I did. Nothing.
And then along with it, after this point in time when God really touched you in that church, you still had a battle to fight because the symptoms were trying to come back on you, but you were standing your ground. In Ephesians in chapter 6, it tells us, after you've done all you can do to stand, continue standing. And so that's what you did. You said, no, I know I'm healed. I was healed at that point in time. And then what would happen is, as a result of this battle that you were in, you were able to see these symptoms be removed from you one more time.
Yes, it was an encounter with Jesus that night that touched me. And when the symptoms came again, I went back to that same encounter with the presence of Jesus. And it was His faith, His living presence that touched me and healed me. And I could not doubt after that I was healed because of His presence.
Wow, that is really, really something. Ruth, would you pray with the people out there? It may not be an ulcer that you're battling with. It could be any kind of a physical situation. You're being attacked in your health, in your body. It might even be a financial situation. It might be a marriage difficulty that you're facing. But would you take a minute right now and pray with the people and see God move in their situation?
Yes. Father God, I thank You, Lord Jesus, that You are the same as You were 10,000 years ago, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still heal. You still restore finances. You still restore marriages. You are an awesome God, and I love You and praise You. And I lift up every person that's listening right now. And I speak to those situations in their lives that hurt, the pain, the financial problems, the marriage problems. I speak to them and I say, be healed, be restored in Jesus' name. Be healed, hearts, be mended, be healed, bodies, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our healing, body, soul, and spirit. Thank You, Father God, that nothing is too difficult for You. Nothing is impossible. No situation is too bad. No problem is too big for You, Father God. And we lift it up before You in the name of Jesus. And we believe, because Your word says that if we ask for anything in Your name and believe, that we will receive it. So I thank You, Father God. Thank You that You are near the brokenhearted. You are near those who are crushed in spirit, and that you restore our soul. Thank You, Father God. So I speak restoration to your soul right now. Restoration to your checkbook right now. Restoration to your marriage right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Ruth, I want to thank you for coming in today, and I can sense that the same presence that you experienced when you were healed from that ulcer is going through the airwaves right now and touching people's lives. And I want to speak to the listeners, just reach out and embrace that presence of the Lord that you sense right now, and keep coming back to that presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we want to hear about it if God has done a miracle in your life. Your testimony is the key that can unlock somebody else's miracle. Let us know about your miracle by sending an email to dan@dhmissions.com. Stay with us as we go to our comment line, where you can call in and talk to us live. The number to call is 214-431-5032. We'll be back live right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.
possible.